And here's something scientists think about. What makes a fruit fly sexy to another fruit fly, that is? A team of scientists has found at least a partial answer to that question. The explanation may not make life better for flies, but it may provide a genetic basis for how new species are created, something evolutionary biologists continue to puzzle over. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
When Charles Darwin was forming his ideas about evolution, he was limited to what he could see with his own eyes.
When Darwin studied evolution, it's all about the shape, the size, the behavior, the physiology. But evolution really is about the change in genes.
Chang-Yi Wu studies the genetic basis of evolutionary change. He and his colleagues at the University of Chicago study an organism called Drosophila melanogaster, what most people call fruit flies. Wu studies two different populations of Drosophila that may be on the verge of becoming new species. If they do become separate species, they'll no longer be able to interbreed, and forming new species is what evolution is all about. Wu says his work with fruit flies still starts with what he can see.
Flies from one population don't like to mate with flies from another population. And so that's what you observe, and you say, well, what kind of genes, what genes have been changed, and what forces drive those changes?
Wu focused on a gene called DS2. One form of the gene is found in African fruit flies. A different form is in flies who've moved out of Africa. In the laboratory, Wu created flies that were genetically identical except for this one gene. He found that the flies with the African form of the gene could survive better when food was scarce, while the flies with the non-African form were much better at tolerating the cold. This difference could explain how the travelers survived in their new environment. But Wu says he observed another difference between the two populations.
As a byproduct, as a consequence of that change, they incidentally also changed their sexual attractant.
The change meant the two types of flies were no longer so attractive to each other, making them less likely to mate. Wu argues that this difference in the DS2 gene explains one of the steps that may lead to a new species of fruit fly. This work appears in the current issue of the journal Science. Now, DS2 is certainly not the whole answer. And Mohamed Noor thinks it may not even be an important part of the answer. Noor studies evolutionary genetics at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. He is convinced that the novel approach Wu and his colleagues used to study DS2 will be critical for future studies of evolution.
Just being able to take one specific gene and move it from one type to another type and look at the effect of that gene by itself, that's just extraordinary. We just really couldn't do that before, and this really looks at the effects of single genes. That's often been sort of considered to be the holy grail of trying to study speciation genetics or the origin of new species, is trying to identify the effects of single genes. So then we can really try to dissect what happened as populations began to diverge into new species.
Noor says there's a practical advantage to being able to study speciation in fruit flies.
If we were studying, say, for example, a white rhinoceros and another kind of rhinoceros, it's much more difficult to actually do things that go over the course of multiple generations and, you know, require, you know, space to rear up these offspring, etc.
Another advantage of studying fruit flies is that it may shed light on that old conundrum, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. Maybe not. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.